Boker Tov, everyone. This is Rosh Yeshiva. We are up to Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We're at the bottom of page 13. We're up to Sif Chav Tes. Sif Chav Tes is the last halacha before we move into the second half of the halachas of Birkas Kohanim, which are going to get out of the din of actual Birkas Kohanim, to the Psuli Kohanim. What, who are not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, only Psuli Kohuna, just for things that are connected to Birkas Kohanim, they're not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. Sif Chav Tes tells us the following. Kohen shall yispal lo adayin umatzot tzibur mispal lo v'kohen has not davened yet. And he walks into the shul and the tzibur is davening and they're up to nesias kapayim, no se kapa v'in atfila makav to. He does not have to daven shmon etzrei before doing nesias kapayim. He can go up and duchen with the tzibur without a problem. Rosh Hashanah writes, even if he gets into the shul and right away is Birkas Kohanim and he hasn't even said Birkas Torah yet, he should go up and do Birkas Kohanim and not say Birkas Torah. Generally, he'll have enough time to at least say the first bracha of Birkas Torah, but even if not, it would not be Ma'akev Birkas Kohanim. He could go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim according to Rosh Hashanah. What? What's far behind what? No, he should say Birkas Torah, but he should say Birkas Torah. But if he doesn't have time, why is he allowed to say Birkas Kohanim? B'diavad, he's allowed to do because not going to miss on the mitzvah. Same thing if a person for whatever reason can't say Birkas Torah. It's not my Birkas to Birkas Torah is not ma'akev learning Torah. For some reason, he can't say Birkas Torah. He still learns without Birkas Torah in certain situations. And same thing over here. Birkas is not going to mevatel the mitzvah daraisa Birkas Kohanim in order to go ahead if he doesn't say Birkas Torah. Moving on now to Sif Lama, which starts, as I said before, it starts the halachas of who is not allowed to go ahead and duchen. Now, psule kahuna, like I said before, that word is not a good terminology over here. Psule kahuna refers to certain psulim, mumin, and things like that people had that pasulim from the base of Migdash. List them all in the Torah, the Gemara, the Darsa, other things that a kohen is not allowed to do the avod in the base of Migdash. That's not this halacha over here. Over here, the mumin that we're talking about is not because he has any type of blemish, anything wrong with it. The problem is that it's going to cause hesach hadas to the tzibur. If someone goes up and has some deformity, we're afraid people are going to be staring at him during Birkas Kohanim. And like we learned early on, it's going to cause hesach hadas. And therefore, we're going to see anything that's going to look strange, that's going to be the problem over here. That's what we see over here. Look inside the mechaber. Mi sheyesh lo mum b'fanav o b'yad. Someone who has a mum in his face or on his hands. Kigon shem bohakaniyoso akumos akushos. What are these three things? Bohakanios akumos and akushos. Bohakaniyos. Look in the Roma. Perish. Mi negalavan. It is some type of white dots. Virashi perish. Nuntli abalas. Akumos kfufos and akushos litzdeyan. Akumos means the fingers are bent in. Okay, they're bent into their palm. And the akushos is litzdeyan. His fingers are bent to the sides and things like this. So therefore, his hands look weird, and we're afraid people are going to be staring at his hand during Birkas Kohanim. Okay, the Ron explains a little bit different. Fine. So all these things, mum mifanav, obiyadav lo ya yisas kapav nesha hamistaklimbo. He's not allowed to do nesias kapayim because the am is going to be staring at him. Okay, Siv Katan Koftes, Shuhu Dover Hamatmiya, it's something that's gonna cause wonder, whoa, that looks weird, and things like that. Therefore it's gonna cause a hesakadas, gonna be staring at that and feeling bad for the guy and ooh, that's weird, instead of listening to Birkas Kohanim. So we do not allow him to go ahead and go up to the duch. Fine. Then the machaber goes on. Vuhantin Lemishesh Mum Biraglam. Therefore the same thing is gonna apply by mum and baragla, which we're going to see soon, is the main mum that's going to be a problem when someone has something wrong with his feet. Okay, if he has something wrong with his feet, then makam sholim leduchan below batei shokayim, in a place where they go up without batei shokayim. So if you remember back to the beginning of Birkas Kohanim, over there we define batei shokayim where some type of tall shoes. Okay, you see over here, that's not what he's talking. I'm not talking about tall shoes. He's talking about socks, as the Mishnah Berurah over here explains. He cut and kuvyud hainu kain puzim a coat shalanu. That's socks. If he's going to go up in socks, so it doesn't matter if he has, I don't know, dots on his feet or his toes are bent a little bit. Okay, no one's going to be selling him because they're covered by the socks. Okay, so if he's gonna have socks, it's not gonna be a problem. V'chein. Furthermore, Mishiriru Yorid al Zakan, if he has a drooling problem, and drool is gonna be dripping onto his beard, Oshenev Zolfos Dima, or his eyes are constantly tearing and tears are coming out of his eyes. V'chein, Suma Be'echad Me'enav, and a blind person, if he's blind in one eye, Lo Yisatz Kapa Vishnatu Nisias Kapayim. So again, the Beralacha is gonna explain over here, it's not talking about someone's blind just because he can't see, it's a mum. It's talking about somebody who's blind and you could see that he's blind. It's something that you could look by looking at him. Some certain blind people are born with a blindness or even comes later on. They look like a regular person. They're just blind. Okay, that person is allowed to duchen. It's only talking about someone here where you could recognize that he's blind by looking at him, and therefore it's going to cause people to be stared. Now, therefore, says the Mechaber, this is all going to be if we're afraid that people are going to be mesmerized by what they see. Therefore, if it's someone that they know from the city, someone who is recognized that he's around all the time, you see this guy walking in the streets all the time, they're normal to see him. And they're makir, people like this with this type of mum, he's allowed to see his kapayim, even if he's blind in both eyes. Because, once again, they're not going to be staring at him during Birkas Kohanim, because they see him in the street, they see him at the makolet, they see him at the restaurant, and therefore, it's not going to be a problem for Hesach Hadas. So what's considered Dash Be'iro? V'chol Sheshah Be'ir, Shloshim Yom, Mikrei Dash Be'iro. Anyone who is been in the city for 30 days, that's considered Dash Be'iro. That's already something that you would recognize, and you would not come into a problem, that's considered Dash Be'iro. However, Dafka Be'iro, just Dafka in the city that he lives in, but if he goes on vacation or he goes to visit another city, even if he stays there for 30 days, but this is not his permanent residence, nevertheless, that's not going to be considered Dash B'iro. Lo, he's not going to be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. Vafilo baladur sham lios bnei ha'ir. Evaleos yos sham milameid, o sofer, or mishari shana o chatzi shana. But if he's going there for more of a permanent residence or a temporary residence, and he's going to be a teacher, or he's going to be a sofer, or he's going to serve in someone's house, oh, there for a year or a half year, chashiv dash b'iro b'shloshinu, and then once 30 days pass, he's already considered dash b'iro. Okay, so that's the halachas over here of what things would stop a kohen from going up to the duchen because we're afraid it's going to cause people to stare at him. Okay, these things, whether it's his hands, his head, or his feet, that's problematic. But as maybe a bunch of you are already thinking about, wait a second, nowadays they have a talus over their head, and they have a talus over their hands. So who cares if they have these things, and no one's going to be staring, they can't see these things. Similar, just what you saw by the feet. If he's got socks on, even he's got a mum on his foot, he's still going to be allowed to duchen. So that's the next mechaber. Okay, the mechaber goes on. Sivka siflaminal. He minaga makum l'shaushla koi talus al pneum. If the minigal makum is to put a talus over their face, afilu yesh b'fanov yadav kama mumin, yisaz kapav, even if he has a bunch of mumin on his face and on his hands, he's still going to be able to do nisiyas kapayim, because over here, we are not worried that people can have a hesach hadas. The Rava just points out, v'dafkima yadav b'fim in a talus, is only in a place where they put their hands also in the talus. They're not going to put their hands in the talus. It's not going to help they're wearing a talus for mumin on the hand. If the hands are outside the talus, then it is not going, he's not going to be allowed to do duchen. Okay, so that's the halacha. Therefore, nowadays, okay, where our minig is, as we said before, that they put the talus over their hands also, so it would be mutter, even if he has a mum on his hand. He has a mum on his face, it's still going to be mutter for him to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. Very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, what happens if the place over there, they don't have the minig to put their hands up. But the Kohanim will be nice guys. What are they going to say? They want this guy to be able to duchen. They'll get together and they'll say, we'll put the talus over our hands, so therefore this guy could also duchen with us. The Mishnah Berurah says no. Says, Sikon Kav Kuvya Dalid. Okay? Da in Yichon Listakov Vim Eina Minakin. The Minak is not to put the talus over the hands. Rak Shehu Rotzel Asoskin. Just this Kohen wants to go out and do that. Mimne Amumin. Shibo Asher will be Asher, because that's going to cause also the people to be staring. Why is he putting his talus over his hands? Vafilu Rotzim Kola Kohanim Asos Kamo. Even if all the Kohen, the Kohanim get together and they want to be all the Mazak of this guy, they'll say, we'll all put our talus over our hands. Kadesh Le Yebo Shinu Mishar Kohanim. And know that he's not going to be different than the other Kohanim. Afilu Hachi Asher, it's still going to be Asher. Since they did something different than they normally do, and they put their hand talus over their hands also, which was normally outside the Torah talus in this place, then it's still going to be problematic, and he's not going to be allowed to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah points out also over here, Sipkan Kuftez Vav. Let's say the Kohanim don't cover their hands with the talus, but we know many places what happens, okay? The people who wear a talus, the people in the Yisraelim and the Levium, they'll put the talus over their face. So in that place, they're not going to be able to see the mumim either.
However, that's not going to work, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. It's Ikon Kutazvav. It's not going to help that in some places the cow covers their face. Once they know the guy's got some movement on his hands, you know everyone's going to be peeking outside the towels to look what's going on. Okay? Vigam, and furthermore, Yesh Bachrim, Shein Lam Talitim, and there's Bachrim who don't have Talitim, not everyone goes under a talus, and therefore that's not going to be a heter, only in a place, like most of them in Agdawa days, where the Kohanim cover their hands, with the talus. Now, does this Kohen, who's not allowed to duch, let's say he's got some Umin, okay? What does he do during Birkas Kohanim? Does he have to leave, or not? Says the Bir Halacha over here, previous page, Mishyesh Lomum, says, Ayin Tashakot of the Kol Hanu She'inam, No sim kapayim. All those who don't do nesias kapayim, these ones and the ones we're going to see in the future, tzrichim leilach lebeis kneset b'shas l'duchen. They have to leave the Beit Knesset when the kohanim olu duchen. D'lulim olav ben grushu, so people don't say he's a ben grushu. However, says the Eli Rabba, megam game mazeh. The Eli Rabba disagrees with the Taz. V'chem pri megadim v'dochel rayu sav and they doche his rayas. V'chem b'sever nar shom cholik lav. To kol elu nikari name b'mumin v'lati l'mitei. Everyone knows that the reason why they're not doing Birgas Kwanim is because he's got mumin and people are going to come to stare. That's why they don't go klach sot mu poskim v'lo yitzricho to latzeis. And therefore, the poskim don't bring down this Taz and they say he does not have to go outside. Nevertheless, one line down. Says, Achmine Shalav Kuliyamo Dina de Gemire. Oh, since not everyone really knows the halacha, Esher Shetov Yotur Shiyetze Luchutza Kadasadad, maybe it's better for him, for to leave the Beit Knesset in order not to get into, and get into these problems. Okay? So that's what the Kohanim have to do for those who have this problem and they, better for them to leave, but they're not Mechuyev to leave if they don't want to. Now, one more thing to point out in terms of Mumin Shabaraglav, if he's wearing socks, then, Luchor, it's not a problem. Well, what if he's wearing like these, these crazy socks? Okay, he's got Ernie and Bert on his feet. Okay? That could get some people to stare. Okay? What about those? So, Lenias Daiti, I think the halacha would be a value. In a place where that would be normal, I guess, where you guys come from, people start wearing these types of socks, and it's not gonna cause people to stare. So, Lachori could duchen in these crazy socks also, and it would not be a problem. And if you're gonna go the Bnei Brak, okay, and you're gonna do Birkas Kohanim in Bnei Brak, so I would not suggest going up to Duchen in your crazy socks, because that is gonna cause the people to stare at what's going on over here, and therefore, better not to do it in a place where it's not, whatever's normal in the place, so then that becomes the norm, so you don't have to worry about people are going to be staring in a place that it's not normal. Then, Lechora, it might be a problem of this din of going up with Mu'un Shibuzah. Yeah. That might be a problem with the other Kohanim, but okay. If the smell goes all the way to the chazan, it's a problem. It's a separate issue of reach ra. Reach ra. It's not a problem of hesach das. I don't know. I don't know if an eitza. If it's that bad, it's gonna. Okay, let's just finish off over here with Sif Lamed Beis. Hayu Yadu Tzvus Istim Upua. He's got... If his hands have... Lamed Beis. Hayu Yadu Tzvus Istim Upua. If a person has paint on his hands. Okay, or different colors on his hands. Lo Yisus Kapav. He should not do Birkas Kohanim. Same reason. People are going to be looking at the paint. However, if that city is a city of painters, and they are normal to walk around that, or let's say, I don't know, if a person works in a car garage, so his hands are always black, that might be a problem for the base guy, if he can walk up with black hands. But I don't know, if ever there's a lot of car repairmen there, and a lot of people have black hands for that, so Yiska's Kappa, we could go ahead and do Beer. People are already recognize this guy, and they know that he's got black hands because he's a car mechanic. It would not be a problem, once again, in a place where they mishalsh the towels over their hands. Anyways, it would not be a problem nowadays. I'd count for today.